Hi, welcome to the Business Spotlight Series. I'm Karen Barnes. I'm an accountability coach with Serendipity Action Coach of Central North Carolina. Today, I have Dr. Ahuna Freeman with me, the owner of Southside Discount Pharmacy, a thriving community pharmacy center here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. She's my guest today, and we're going to be talking about her business and the specific role that it plays in her neighborhood and how she is impacting the health of her customers and clients, but also her story as a small business owner. What are the things that she's run up against? How has she overcome those hurdles? And take a peek into what it's really like to run a busy pharmacy practice. So just a little housekeeping, if this is your first time on the channel, you know the drill, hit all the buttons, like, subscribe, share, and make sure that you get all of the news stories that we'll be dropping here on the YouTube channel. All right, Dr. Freeman, you ready to dive in?
Let's do it. Hello, good morning. How are you?
Wonderful. Thanks for being here today. So help us just sort of set the stage for those that are watching today. Tell us a little bit about your business, about Southside Discount Pharmacy, what you do, and the role you're playing in your neighborhood.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So Southside Discount Pharmacy, at we are an independent community pharmacy. We are different from the regular mom and pop pharmacy because what we do in our community is a big focus on making sure that our community sees a place that they can relate, they can come to as a health hub for the community. So we focus a lot on preventive care. We focus a lot on patient advocacy, patient education, health literacy, and also providing a lot of generic medications that make it affordable for patients to take care of themselves. So that's basically a rundown of what we do at Southside Discount Pharmacy.
Oh, that's beautiful. It's so important. Now the healthcare system is so complicated to navigate and so expensive. And it sounds like you're just doing a beautiful, really important job with your business. So tell me, so you told me a little bit before you started the business with your husband. So what's the role that you're playing in the business now?
Well, I am the pharmacist. He's not a pharmacist, but he's my right-hand person on the side. You know, he does a lot for us. He helps us out a lot. I'm always here, but he also like does behind the scenes stuff. So as a pharmacist, I'm here most of the time, 9 to 6 every day. I do have another pharmacist that helps me out at least one time, one day a week. And how it works here is anyone, we're always open to the public through the phone. They can call us, they can come in, and it's always a lot of word of mouth. And I can tell you, a lot of our patients come through the doors because there's something pending or there's an issue that they need to be resolved, that needs to be resolved. And I'm happy you mentioned how complex the healthcare system is. And to be honest with you, when we started this in 2014, I just don't remember it being this complex. As the years have gone on, it's just been very complex. And I fear for my community because we have to stay on top of these things to survive. And I think if for anything, the pandemic made it very obvious. It kind of opened the doors for everyone to start looking deeper into their own health. And with navigating the system or the hurdles for insurance, for example, it just takes a lot, especially for our senior citizens. For those that are not very familiar with the healthcare system, it's almost like a whole new language. And that's really where we come in to help them simplify the system and help them understand what steps they need to take and where they need to find the resources that we cannot provide for them.
So in addition to the complexity of running a small business, which in and of itself is a challenge, you're working in a very complex system, right? Yeah. That's changing all the time and is very broken. And you're there all the time. So tell me a little bit about your clients. You mentioned senior citizens. Who primarily does your business serve?
Okay, so our business serves from pretty much the whole family, let's just say. So young kids, to all the way to adolescents, adults, and geriatrics. I'm trying to understand how I can narrow it down. We're not a specialty pharmacy that's special for a certain group of people, I guess, but we're open to all, and we accept many insurances, honestly, and also like cash pay. I think one of the hurdles that I see from the community for those that are still new in the business, in the world of healthcare, is they always believed that they don't have a choice of where to go, especially, for example, for patients that have Medicaid. I always have patients that come in and say, well, I have Medicaid, so I have to go to X, Y, and Z provider, a clinic, or this pharmacy. They don't really understand how that works. That is, as long as the provider or the clinic or the pharmacy accepts those insurance, that they're actually able to get the help they need where they're more comfortable or where they feel like they can be helped. And I see that a lot because I do have a lot of Spanish-speaking population. And a lot of times, language can be a barrier for this population to really navigate what they need to do, like where they need to go with taking care of their as a caregiver or as a parent or as a patient to navigate and help. So making sure that they understand those things are things that we do a lot just for basics before we can even dive into health education or help helping them understand health literacy.
Goodness, that is you throw a language barrier on top of that, and it seems extremely difficult. So what do you wish people knew more about your business? Like, if you had to say one thing that you want people to know, what would that thing be?
Oh, preventive care. That's definitely it. Yes, because we don't have to wait. The healthcare system is built to be proactive. I'm sorry, it's built to be reactive. Like we wait for something to happen, and sometimes it's already too late or far deep in to try to resolve the issue. But the more people know about preventive care, I think the better off we are as a whole, as a community. So if anything, I want people to just understand or remember a No Southside Discount Pharmacy as a place that they can learn about preventive care, because we don't wait till our blood pressure is almost at a stroke level to do something about that, or we don't wait for diabetes to get really complicated to do something about that. And at that point, you're looking at 5 to 10 medications. And when people come to me with 5 to 10 medications, automatically I'm thinking we have to get you down to this, because the medications are there, they serve a purpose, but they can also be harmful, And it's hard for people to look at me when I say that and say, you're a pharmacist. I don't understand. I actually had someone say that to me. If you preach that too many times, you're going to be out of business. But the truth is, we're not here forever, and I don't want you to be here for just a few more years or a few more months. Healthcare is always going to be a bit around, and healthcare is a business. So we cannot keep turning people through, and spitting them out if we don't take care of them when we're supposed to take care of them, and only to take care of them when something happens, and then just replace them with the more, the new. No, I don't like that. So preventive care is definitely something I'm very passionate about. And it begins with the education, and it begins with understanding the medication, how it works, what you can do about it, and how you can take less of it, and how what you can do to, if you do take it, how you can take it correctly to make it actually work for you and not against you.
I can hear your passion about it, and you're right on the front lines and seeing, the epidemics out there of diabetes and high blood pressure and, all the things that we hear about that are really impacting tons of people that we don't even, we're starting to take for granted that that's normal, and it's not. So you mentioned you've been in business since 2014, is that right? So
Yes.
10
Well,
years,
going
congratulations.
on 10 years this summer. I don't know how. It's all God. But yeah.
So as you look back across those 10 years and your journey so far, what would you say is like some of the big roadblocks or challenges that you've had to overcome, and how did, what did you learn from those?
Honestly, the roadblocks as a business owner, it's always going to be there. There is always going to be challenges. But the truth is, the challenges that you face today is the challenge that someone else has already faced yesterday. So you cannot be afraid of what may come today, right? And it's important to just have your tribe. You have to find your tribe to help you get through those roadblocks. And for us, it has always, it has always been with the reimbursement with pharmacy business. Not a lot of people know, but like someone said, oh wow, like pharmacy really suffered in silence. And that's how the economy is built, to have these big giant corporations to take care of others how they want to take care of others. But they have the small businesses that are catering to their community. It's the heart of their community that they're after. And if they're gone, we're at the mercy of the big corporation and whatever they can offer us, right? So the biggest challenge for us, I would say, is those reimbursement models for a pharmacy. A lot of times pharmacy is tied with a service of product, like product-based services. But the truth is, there's more to it. We do a lot more. We want to get our community healthy. And not just by the products, like I mentioned, not just by the prescriptions, because I know there's more to being healthy than just taking those prescription medications or taking the over-the-counter medications. So trying to bring it to existence with my services that we offer and being compensated like it should just for every other provider, like a clinic. It's the biggest roadblock and it's the biggest challenge. But it's progressively getting better since we opened, I have to say, because I think the pandemic has helped a lot to let people know that they're more to a community pharmacy than just picking up medications. When the world was shut down, everyone was looking at pharmacies. Okay, where can we go? How can they help? What can we do? Right. So I think it was a good thing for us to be able to step up at that time to really say, we've always been here. We're here still to take care of our community. So now it's changing, but that's one of the roadblocks that we've gone through as far as challenges goes. And as a business owner in a pharmacy, a big pharmacy owner. And I would say personally to a language barrier, like I mentioned, personally for me, just being culturally diverse to be able to serve people of different cultures, it's very important to me and it's a learning process. But I'm also from Nigeria. I grew up with such like diverse culture, so I understand, but I can also see that as a challenge for my team sometimes. But that's what we've navigated through, worked through it, being ready to learn and understand the culture that we have in front of us, how diverse it is and how we can help. And actually, it inspired me to start learning Spanish so I can actually understand and, help my patients more. I'm not fluent in Spanish, but I don't shy away from Spanish like I used to in the beginning. So that's one roadblock and one hump that I had to get over.
Well, that's such a great learning mindset, which is, hey, I see a need. I'm going to keep learning. I'm going to go teach myself another language, which is presumably at least your third language, maybe more. So that's amazing. That's amazing. So as a business owner, what's your approach to goal setting? Like, what kind of goals are you setting? How many are you setting? Are you documenting goals? Talk to me about how you think about how you want the business to grow.
Honestly, I think every year I reassess what I want to bring out for that year or what I want to take in that year. And throughout the year, we just reassess it. I usually write these things down and I carry my own book, just the old school pen and paper that never gets old. When I write it out, I feel it, I think about it, I see it, and I know exactly what I'm doing. So as far as goal setting goes, my way of doing that is again writing it down at the beginning of every year, and then involving my team. I encourage them to throw out suggestions. What do you think we should do? How do you think we should navigate this? How can we look back to see if this is even working? And they don't always work, and that's one thing with business ownership. You have to be open to failure. It sounds bad, but failure teaches us a lot, and we cannot be fearful of failure. But if we don't fail, then we'll never win. So, goal setting is something that we do all the time. At the beginning of every year, we go back at least every 3 months, every quarter, to see what we've done, what we need to drop, what we need to put more fire in, and how we need to move forward with, what's leaking and what needs to be patched up.
That's awesome. And you kind of anticipated my next question, which is about your leadership style. And it sounds like it's very collaborative type of a culture. So you have to be so intentional about culture when you're building a team.
Yes. If you don't have the buy-in of your team, it's not really going to, it'll be harder to push out. That's how I see it. So it's very collaborative. We all have to be in it. And then we have to find a champion for whatever projects. Because with the pharmacy, I also precept student pharmacists here. And they're always, oh my God, there's so much going on. And that's true. Business ownership opens you to the world of entrepreneurship. Like you have to think and stay ahead of the game. You have to be open to learning things that you didn't sit through in college, your college years. And you have to be open for feedback and making changes where it needs to be made. So, involving everyone, making sure you have their buy-in just helps push you further ahead, and I think that's how we've really cruised on. And asking your patients too, not just your team as your group. Your patients or your clients are also part of your team because they're the ones like you want to make sure that you're getting the outcome that you're setting up, and that's for us, it's their satisfaction and building an honest, transparent relationship with those people helps your business a lot because they give you the feedback and you know it's coming from the heart and they mean well. And as a business owner, you have to fix it, you have to make changes. And if it's things that you cannot do that's going to hurt your business, you have to be honest about that because you may not be for everyone, because you may not be what they're looking for. So at that time, they know how to also readjust. But as long as you can move them or at least point them in the direction of who can help them with what they're looking for. Because, yeah, we really try to solve everyone's problem, but we cannot do that.
Absolutely. Well, let's move into our rapid fire question section. I'm going to ask you some quick questions. You're going to give me some quick answers. You ready? Like a game show, no pressure though, right? It's just your wisdom and your stories. So, what is the key to success for you?
Key to success, be open to learning and not be afraid.
I love that. That is such a great entrepreneurial mindset. What is your one piece of advice for other business owners?
One piece of advice, find your tribe, make effort to connect and lean on that tribe for your support.
Nice. So, what's one book that you're reading now or you have read in the past that really influenced the way that you lead your business?
I'm a podcast girl, but I have books
Okay.
that I read every night. I just
Podcasts are
listen to them.
cool. Yeah.
Okay. But I would have to say one of the books I'm reading right now is Enjoy the Ride by Steve Gilliland. He's actually local in the Triad here, but
Oh,
he
no
gifted
kidding.
me his books. And yeah, it's one of those books. I love it.
I'll have to check it out. All right. If you had, this is actually my favorite question of any questions that we ask our guests. So imagine that you had. And let's use a medical metaphor for you. So let's imagine that you had magic medicine and you could sprinkle that magic medicine on any area of your business that you don't feel like is, where you want it to be. Where would you sprinkle the magic medicine?
I think I would sprinkle it with communication with other providers. Yes, like maybe automate it better because it gets in the way of patient care, you know.
Totally makes sense. So tell us, what is inspiring you these days?
Honestly, what's inspiring me these days is just seeing how, like, just seeing the beauty of empowerment, let's just say it. Like, yes, so when I see how others are being inspired and empowered to do better, it actually inspires me. Like, I'm empowered. It actually inspires me to also listen, Ahuna, you got this. You can do it because sometimes as a business owner, sometimes you just feel like you've done it all and you're like, oh, like I don't have it anymore in me. But no, you do. Like you feel empowered just seeing others being empowered. And when I see my patients do better, especially when they've been like, they only feel like no hope, like hopeless, and then they actually pick up and start doing better, it gives me hope. Like, see, you just have to put that one foot ahead, and that's all you got to do, and just trust the process and go for it. Yes, so that's what
Yeah,
it says.
I see so many parallels between, medicine now and small business ownership. That's been really enlightening for me today. So, how can others find you on socials? Give us your website. Tell us where we can find out more about Southside Discount Pharmacy.
Yes, so you can find us on all the socials. Last year, we decided to just do all the socials except for Facebook. We only had Facebook before, but now you can find us on Facebook at Southside Discount Pharmacy. You can find us on Instagram, Southside Discount Pharmacy, and on TikTok.
You're
So
on TikTok?
we try to have fun on TikTok. My team wanted us to do that, and nobody wants to. Everybody's camera shy, so we're trying, but we want to make sure the messages that we push out in our community, that our online audience and our online followers also benefiting from that, even if it's just in a fun way. So you might see us dancing around on TikTok. I don't know.
I'm gonna go check it out. I've never seen a dancing pharmacist, but I'm
No.
game. I'm gonna take a look. I'm gonna take a look.
No, not
Well,
yet. Maybe this year.
Dr. Freeman, it has been a real joy talking to you today. And we just so appreciate one, the work that you're doing in the community to advocate for preventive care, help people understand the very complicated healthcare system, and your passion for patient care and just people's well-being just, shown through today. So thank you so much.
Thank you.
So tune in next time for the next episode of the Business Spotlight. And until then, take good care. Let's grow together.